Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Nun Gimel Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem are completing the beautiful Siman Shin Pei Beis. We had read the entire Mechaber in Sif Yutes yesterday, and we just want to remind ourselves of the last thing that he stated, because we still have two Mishneh Berurahs to do on it. And the Mechaber had said that when you have over here a Jewish person and a non-Jewish person living in a yard, and the Jewish person's house is connected to another Jewish person's house, albeit the second Jewish person's house doesn't open up into that chatzer. So in this situation, you do not have to go and make a schira from the non-Jewish person, because you technically only have one Jewish person living over there in that courtyard, and the rabbis never instituted in that situation that you have to do the schira from the non-Jewish person. However, he says, there is an opinion brought down in the name of Rashi as V'yesh Misha Omer, that says if the two Jewish people have a Pesach in between them, then in fact they do have to purchase the rights from the non-Jewish person, because that Pesach over here is an overriding situation where the rabbis did now institute that you have to go and purchase the rights from the non-Jewish person, because now there are two people over there, and as a result, the rabbis were concerned that you're going to comfortably live over there and you'll learn from their Maisim, and therefore, in order to hopefully spur you to not live over there, they instituted that you have to go and be Socher. So that's a quick summation of the end of yesterday's shiur. Now we have to do two Mishneh Berurahs, Sivkot and Samaches. He says, Da'afilu below Erev, lo mistafi Yisrael lo durkan yechidi. Even if they didn't make an Erev Chatzeris over here, the Jewish person is not going to be concerned living alone with a non-Jewish person over there. Shari Yisrael motzi todir kan derech piskul, because there is an opening between his house and the other Jewish person's house, and therefore he's not concerned about living there alone with a non-Jewish person. However, in this situation, since he's not afraid to live here alone, yet he is living alone with a non-Jewish person, the rabbis did not institute a gzera here according to the first lenient opinion of the Mechaber, and therefore he can make an Erev Chatzeros over here with the other Jewish person and even carry things into the courtyard. However, in the situation of the Yesh Misha Omer, the Machber opinion of Rashi, so the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sifkot and Samach Tes that you're not allowed to do this, and he paskins lahalocha v'yesh lahachmir kidei azu, we should in fact be concerned about this sheet of Rashi over here, and in the situation where there is a Pesach between the two Jewish houses, then you should be socher from the non-Jewish person if you wish to carry into the courtyard as well. And he brings down in the Shaar HaTzion Os Samach Zayin, the reason why he's choshish with this opinion, because it's not just Das Rashi. Rashi is not a lav yichidoi. He brings down Sharabenu, Yonasan, the Arzurua, and the Rashba also are agreeing to Rashi's opinion, and therefore we should be choshesh for this opinion. Then he tells you as well, look in the Bir Halacha, Ayin in the Bir Halacha. And if you look in Dibra Masku, Kidei Lahotzi Kelev Derech L'Chotzer, towards the end of it, he brings down V'da'od, the Ba'avodis HaKodesh, and the Rashba's Sefer, he brings Lehedra, Da'akoponim, Im Yisku, Shneem, HaRishus, Min'akam, V'yorvu, Beneim, Shari L'Tututli, T'b'chol Gavdei, Bemi Bias, Labias, Bemi Bias, Lachotzer. He says, in our scenario that we've been talking about, if you do, in fact, go and purchase the rights from the Nochri, so then in that situation, when you're making Erev with the other house, so then you can carry both from the houses to each other as well as into the courtyard. Because the rabbis were not more machmir, now koponim lo echmiru, but say Yoser, mi be'im shnei Yisraelim dar mimachum, the lo vitzuchu el eschirus. In a situation where they both had access to the Chotzer directly, the rabbi said schirus is fine, and therefore we shouldn't think lo echmiru, shlo yoral, afilu schirus. And we shouldn't think in this situation that it shouldn't work as well. However, he brings down that Tosus disagrees. And Tosus says that the rabbis over here were gozer, shalo lasso siyua liyochet ador b'mokum akum, afilu b'schiris nami osir. And the rabbis were in fact strict over here and didn't allow you to go and purchase the rights from the Nochri over here. And this is the opinion of the Ritva as well. However, he concludes that in the Sefer Gon Yaakov, he's maskim to the first opinion over here of the Avodas HaKodesh of the Rashba. That really concludes Sif Yotes from yesterday, and now we can go to Sif Chof. Mechaber writes, Chotzer she Yisrael ve'eno Yehudim shruyim ba. You have over here Jewish people living in a chotzer along with a non-Jewish person. So obviously they have to go and purchase the rights from the non-Jewish person in this setting. Now, v'hayu chalonos pesuchos mibeis Yisrael zeh lebeis Yisrael zeh. Now, besides going through the courtyard, there were connections, windows, between the Jewish people's houses. V'asu erev derech chalonos. And they made their own personal erev chatzeros in between their houses, not including the courtyard, because they were not socher yet from the non-Jewish person. So af al pi shehe mutarim lo tzimi bayis lebayis derech chalonos, even though they can go and bring items from one house into the other house through the windows, or as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, or through a doorway that they have between them, that is permitted. Nevertheless, harim asurim lahotzi mibayis labayis derech pesachim mipneho ein yudi achi yaskir. But they cannot go, even though they can carry from one house to the other, they have to do this through the windows or through the doorway that's connecting the two houses. They cannot do this, even though they're allowed to carry from one house to the other house, by going through the courtyard. So house A of the Yid and house B of the Yid are connected to each other directly through a window or through a doorway. They're also connected through a yard. So they can transfer things from house A to house B through the window or through the opening doorway between their two houses, but they cannot go into the yard and carry from house A through the yard and then into house B, even though they can go directly from house A to house B. That's what the Mechab is telling us. Let's see this aside now in the Mishnah Berurah. Sivka Nayin, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Rosh Lomar, U'pischem Shabbat Yisraelim Pesuchim L'chotzer. Every one of these Jewish houses over here also has a connection into the courtyard, as opposed to Sif Yud Tes, where we said only one Jewish person's house went into the courtyard, and the other Jewish person's house only went into the first Jewish person's house, but not into the courtyard. And the Chofetz Chaim says in the Shaar HaTzion over here in Sif Katan Samachez, this is Pashut. That's the only way to learn this over here, and this is also the way the Maimon Mordechai learned it. Sif Katan Ayin Aleph, he says they have an Erev they're allowed to make between their houses through the window, wrote Shlomar, Aide Chalonos Yesh Beineim. So Cholo Erev Shasu. So the Erev Chatzeros works directly connecting house A and house B of the two Jewish people over here through their windows. And certainly, V'Hoshkeinim Yesh Pesach Beineim, certainly that a door between the two houses, that would work as well. Sivkot 9 bays, and therefore they're allowed to carry from one house to the other house through the houses, through the window or through the doorway that they have directly connecting the two houses. Through the windows and certainly through a doorway that they have. Then they're allowed to carry, but they can't go into the courtyard. Even though they're going from house A to house B, and it's ending up going from house A to house B, they can only do this directly from house A to house B through the window or the passageway between their houses, but they cannot go from A into the courtyard and then into B. Sivkot 9 Gimel, the Salka Dayak Dechamina, you might have thought, Kivin She'ervu Yachad Derech Halonoso Pesachim She'esh B'neim. Since they're allowed to carry from house A to house B, what difference does it make how it goes from house A to house B, directly or indirectly? So you might have thought, Yechoshu Kebal HaBayis Echod, Hador B'chotze Shel Akum. You might have thought they're considered now as a single entity. House A and house B are now considered like a single entity. They're only living with a single entity with a non-Jewish person, and therefore they don't need to do a schiris with a non-Jewish person. They also love lohotzi mibayis labayis, and you might have thought that a non-Jewish person doesn't ruin it for them in this situation. Afilu derech avir chotzer, even if they went through the chotzer. Kamash b'lan. So the chiddush of the mechaber is that's not true. He does ruin it for them. They have to go and be socher from him. But they can carry over here directly through their doorway or window between house A and house B. Sivkot 9 Dalit, Rosh Lomar, Derech Avir Chatzir is not allowed. They can't go from house A into the courtyard and then into house B. Dilo Derech Pesach Sheesh Bein Bayis Labayis Mutter Aide Erev Shosu Lukuli Amla. He brings out from the Vilna Gaon. But nobody says it's forbidden if they made an Erev Chatzeris to go from house A to house B directly through either the doorway or the window connecting their two houses, as long as they don't go through the courtyard. If they weren't maskir from the non-Jewish person, they are allowed to carry directly from A to B. They just can't go through the courtyard. But if they rented space from the courtyard from the non-Jewish person, then they can go through the courtyard as well, since they've made an Erev Chatzeros. Now we conclude with the Ramo, who's going to tell us a related din regarding a boat. So he says, Hagah, Svina, Sheyesh Bo Yisraelim Rabin. If you have a boat that has many Jewish people traveling on this boat, with, of course, non-Jewish people. V'yesh lehem batim yuchadim, and each of them lives in their own separate area. As Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Ayin Hay, wrote Salomar, Sheyesh shnei Yisraelim, O Yosef, you have at least two or more Jews, shalakol echad mehem chedim yuchad lachila. It's a cruise ship, and each of them has their own cabin with real walls. If they were, however, eating all in one place, so here they're talking about that you're eating all in their own private rooms. If they were eating all together, so then they're considered like a single entity. So if they're eating in a common dining room, so then they would be considered a single entity. But if they're eating all in their own rooms, so in that situation, they're considered separate entities, and therefore, it's as if multiple Jews are living together with a Nochri or Nochrim, and therefore you need to purchase the rights from them if you wish to carry and make your own Erev Chatzeros. There's your footnote number 100 brings down, Mikano here, Hilchiach Nabir Halacha that we learned previously, Shenochri Hador Bibayis Shebechotzer. If a non-Jewish person lives in a house Oser rak letaltal mi bayis ha-Yisraelim l'chotzer. It only prevents you from carrying within the houses to the courtyard and vice versa unless you purchase the rights from him. Aval eino oser aleim letaltal besolche chotzer ha-movoy. But the area is an enclosed area, and within the courtyard, i.e. within the boat, or within the apartment building, not from the apartments to the courtyard, but in the courtyard itself, that's totally enclosed, the Nochri doesn't ruin it for you. The Nochri doesn't turn it into a Karmelis. It's still a Rishus HaYochad that's enclosed, and you can carry within that area anything that was already in that area at the start of Shabbos. So back to our Ramah. The Ramah says, if each of them is living in their own separate cabins on the boat and eating in those cabins, they're not eating all together. So then the Ramah writes, Srichim lo orev veliskor rishus min ho'eino Yehudi bal hasfina. Then they have to go and purchase the rights from the owner of the boat, from the non-Jewish person who's the bal hasfina. They have to go purchase the rights from him, and then their erev chateris will work to allow them to carry from their cabins into the chatzer of the boat and vice versa. Or alternatively, at the time that they're renting their cabins from the non-Jewish person, Ola Havlio Bischarat Svina, he brings out from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Shiboli Aleket, at the time that they're purchasing it, they can include that as part of their rental of the cabin, that they're also renting from the non-Jewish person the rights for them to carry within the entire boat from their cabins into the boat and vice versa. And the Ramah adds, Vayin Le'el and Simon Shin Samach Vav Siv Beis, where this is discussed in more detail. Now we're looking at Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot Nayin Vav. This is the same exact halacha as you have every place else. We have separate houses where the people live and eat, and you have a combined joint yard area. They have to make an Erev Chatzeros, and first they have to go and purchase the rights from the non-Jewish person, and then we said you should make the Erev Chatzeros afterwards. B'di'evet, if you did it the other way around, you're okay as well, according to some poskim. He brings down from the Beis Yosef, Umavora Beis Yosef, the Lo Mahani, it doesn't work, B'mesha Sokhur Mibala Svina. It's not enough over here that they purchased the rights from the Bala Svina, unless Ela Im Sokhur Mimenu Kodem Shechile Kamakomos L'chol Echod Min Akum. So they have to go and purchase the rights only for the Bala Svina if the Bala Svina has not yet rented out the cabins to other non-Jewish people. Because at this point, he still, so to say, is the sole owner of all of the cabins. And therefore, you can purchase the rights from him, even if he's subsequently going to go and sell them and rent them to other non-Jewish people. So in this situation, it's only his. He could have rented it, theoretically, only to Jewish people. So at that point in time, he's the sole non-Jewish person, and they can purchase the rights from him. And then even if he rents it out to other non-Jewish people, it's not a problem, as we've already learned previously. However, avoli achar shechile kamakomos lushar sokrim, but if you're coming and most of the cabins are already sold to non-Jewish people, and now you're purchasing it, a bunch of Jews are purchasing cabins, lo bahani b'meshi yiskru mimenu. It won't work that you're going to go just rent from the owner of the boat. You now have to go, elatrichim liskar, we call akum ba'akum. You have to go and now rent from every single non-Jewish person who has purchased cabin rights on the boat. Unless the owner of the boat has retained the rights, he can put his things in each of the cabins. Because in that situation, it would be adequate to just purchase the rights from him alone. I would add, it would seem to me as well, as long as he has the right to kick him out of their boat's cabin or to move them into a different cabin, that would also be the same thing we learned previously. Then you could rent just from the owner of the boat, as long as he retains rights of either removing them from their cabin or storing something in their cabin, it's enough to rent just from him. But if he doesn't have either of those rights, then they have to go and rent from every single non-Jewish person in order to be able to make an Eruv Chatzeros to carry from their cabins into the Chatzer of the boat and vice versa. Sivkot Nayin Zayin, O Lav Leo, or alternatively, at the time of the original rental, they can say, we're purchasing not only our cabins, but also the rights that you have, and allowing us to go carry throughout the boat, and from our cabins into the boat. Rotzalom, Rebbe Mishmur explains, Dafilu lo sachu imenu achakach, even if they didn't purchase separately afterwards those rights from him, Ela bishor sachu mekomum, at the time that they rented their cabin, Pirshalo, they explained to him, Shebeschi rezesh sachu imenu gam kain rishuso, that they're not only purchasing the cabin, but they're also purchasing his rights in the boat, so to say, so then Mahani, that would work then as well. And the rental that they pay for the cabin could work, so to say, for dual purposes, to rent the cabin and also to be socha the rights from the non-Jewish person who's the owner of the boat. The Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMasku v'yesh lehem batim yuchadim in the Bir HaLocha says from the Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh, Shehevi gam kein din zeh, he brings this halacha down, u'mimenu hetik bal orachos hachayim, and the orachos hachayim brings this down and is brought down to the Beis Yosef, this halacha, that they have to have separate batim yuchadim on the boat. However, the Chofetz Chaim says, "Ochein mash b'shom yidvar." It seems from the words over there of the Rashba, "Dim ha-mechitzos enon kivuos." If they're not full mechitzos separating each Jewish person, efshod de lo mikri mechitzos. Maybe it's not called mechitzos. Ukedarim bechad bayis dami. Then it's as if they're living all together. She'enam tzrichim larov, and they wouldn't have to make an erev chatzeros. And he says, "Vizel l'shom l'sham." This the words of the Rashba over there. The efshod she mechitzos she'osim b'sfino enon mechitzos. Maybe the mechitzos there aren't mechitzos if they're not real walls. She'enon el l'shaw lechol shom b'tznias. The whole purpose of this is just for tznias purposes. And we've already learned the whole mechitzos she'eno el l'shaw l'tznias. Ain't a mechitza, something that's a curtain that's just put up, so you have a little privacy, that's not considered a valid mechitza. V'tzorich l'siyashi b'dover, ad kan l'shonu. And he concludes, these are his words, says, I'm not sure, we have to be miyashiv over here, what he is telling us. I think this is really the Orchaz Chaim, brought down by the Beis Yosef, who's saying he doesn't fully understand the Rashba. In any event, the Chofetz Chaim says, u'pashut, de'heche she'yesh kisolim binuim lo'olim, like a cabin today on a boat, which is real hard walls. The lekel is stoppy klal lahatir. That certainly would be a real mechitza over here, and you shouldn't have a suffix over here that you don't have each person in a separate contained area. And then he adds, v'da, da'afilum eina yisraelim nosim besvino l'meshach yosim misholshim yom, even if it's not a 30-day cruise, they're only there for a shorter period of time, nevertheless, gam kein srichim la'aro v'liskor, you also have to do the schiris over here from the non-Jewish person. V'leka l'potra mitam de'enam ela orachim, we don't say that they're like guests over here, and they're not really fully living over there because it's less than 30 days. The lo amrinan kein, Bishakulam Archim. We don't say this when everybody's a guest, like on a cruise ship, for example. Nobody's living over there. Ukmo Bisvino Dukhala Noshim Archim. Everybody there is considered an Oreach. And he points out the Av, even though over here, the Ikoha Akum Balasvino Gamkin, one of the owner of the boats there, Afopikain ain't nitfalum though. We don't consider everybody subordinate to him, even though it's his boat, he's going to be there all the time. However, in Bala Svina Yisrael, Nitvolim lo, if he's Jewish, then they are subordinate to him, Ve'enon elo ka'orchim ad shloshim, and then if they're there for less than 30 days, they are considered like guests, and then you wouldn't have to do this. With this, we conclude Simon Shin Pei Beis and today's Shir.